artistically, it was developed by a musician called Terje Ingeset, and he's actually primarily a percussionist, but he comes from the town, was born and raised here, and he's kind of made a bit of his name in making music out of anything, wood, concrete, stones, natural implements. He got commissioned to do some percussion under an ice waterfall, and he was working with it, and he thought, actually, maybe I can make some sounds out of ice. So he started playing around with ice, and sure enough, it actually sounded quite special. So he started making some percussion, and it all developed from there. Roll on a few years, he was back in his hometown of Yalo, which is where it's staged, and quite an entrepreneurial guy called Paul Medhouse. They were talking one night, got a little bit drunk, and he said, we should do an ice music festival. Yalo is actually a town that's set between two national parks. In fact, one of them the largest in Norway, and the other one being a big glacial national park. And we create an arena out of snow, huge arena, and it fits many hundreds of people in. And then over about a week, there's a guy that comes in from America called Bill Kovitz. He's an ice carver extraordinaire, stroke guru. I mean, he'll carve you anything. 3-meter-tall praying mantises. I mean, you name it. And he was here in the first year and built some instruments, and he's been here ever since and heads up this really sophisticated ice carving team. And each year it's become more and more ambitious in what instruments we can design and then cut up and actually start playing. In fact, this year the chosen instrument is the double bass, so there is an enormous double bass being created as we speak. And yeah, it's really a magical experience. It's always on the first full moon of the month, and normally speaking, it is a full moon. The clouds are clear, and it's just a beautifully intimate festival. There is body heat, but the mass of the instrument plus the fact that it is generally very cold. I mean, you know, we tend to have temperatures around sort of minus 15, just air temperature. And it's perfect for two reasons, actually. Firstly, the ice acoustically seems to really sing. The colder it gets, the better the range of sort of frequencies from the ice in terms of sort of reverberation. But also, it becomes more and more brittle. So that means that the musicians and the artists using the ice have to be more and more careful with it, because it can sort of break at any moment. So you're always on this sort of artistic edge of pushing the instrument acoustically without breaking it. Last year, there was some drama. It was the third year we had decided to build a very large ice harp. I mean, the harp weighing in at sort of 450 to 500 kilos. And the strings on a harp, we use real harp strings, which is pig's gut. So we went to a very big ice harp, which is actually, it's featured on the website. And we tuned it, and we got it to work on the Friday night. And then the following night, Sitzel sat down in the afternoon, and she just sort of decided to tweak it even more. And she got up from the seated position, moved 2 meters, and the entire harp blew up.